Rusty Quill presents.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Circe, a podcast of the Ostium Network. Chapter 3. Leipzig.
I had attained a great amount of skill before I took a life. Many years had passed. Some had taken long, were harsh and painstaking. Others went by seemingly within the blink of an eye. Though perhaps such a statement should not be uttered when concerning magic. For perhaps if I had asked this boon of Clystra to make a significant amount of time pass within the literal blinking of an eye, she might possibly do it just to reveal there were no limits to her many abilities. Though I cannot begin to fathom the amount of power and life it would require. But I am changing my topics. This story was not to be about Clystra, but about me, as all these stories should be. At least, that is my hope, for if I am to truly regain all my powers, I will have to be both painfully and brutally honest in my telling, as much as it may pain me. I feel it is only in that way that I may truly be restored to my former glory. Clystra had instructed me very specifically and repeatedly. This is a magic of taking, always taking. There is the taking from inorganic material, rocks, dirt, water, air, which are in fortunate abundance on the planet of Albion, but also do not give the sorceress much power to work with. If you are solely using inorganic material, great volumes of it will be necessary to successfully complete most spells, unless they be very simple ones. When power and life is taken from a living entity, the amount is many-fold, but always comes at a cost. To take from plants and trees and flowers withers and desiccates them, leaving them dried up and, most importantly, dead. There is no coming back from this. No further power can be gained. No vitality remains. There is nothing left but to cast it into the wind. Clystra was incessantly clear on this and drove the harsh reality into me for many a year, often making me repeat it back to her, explain it, come up with examples to prove I fully understood what was being done here and the gravitas of it all. There was also a third choice for the acquiring and use of power, but one that should only be used as a last resort, when no other option remained. Clystra did not teach me of this third way until I was considerably older, so I could fully comprehend what this decision would be and its significant consequences. She only taught it to me once, perhaps believing I would not remember and therefore never use it. Only if extremely necessary, when one has no inorganic or living material to derive power from, one can extract it from oneself. The same rules apply, the same costs apply. If you take some essence from yourself, you will naturally feel weaker and less able because of it. The more you do this, the weaker you will become. And if you take too much, you will die. Undeniably. Lesson quickly learned. I took my first life when I was 10. A very young kitten. I found it all alone in a bush. Its mother and siblings had abandoned it. It looked sickly and frail, even for a kitten. I have lived with animals ever since Clystra took me in. Cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, geese, cows, pigs. They have surrounded me and been part of me for all of my life, it seems. I have helped the birthing of many an animal babe, and I know what a healthy creature looks like. And an unhealthy one. This kitten was very much unhealthy. Destined to soon pass and leave this world. But I was 10, and even though I knew deep inside of me that this was all a part of life and that animals were meant to die as part of the great cycle of Albion life, I wanted to do something. I wanted to try and save the creature's life. I knew it was not meant to be. Deep within, I had learned much already from Clystra and knew of the rules and the balance of nature and life, but I was still a 10-year-old girl. I wanted to do something. Seeing this helpless creature affected me greatly, made my insides feel like slime and bad things that wanted to leave my body. I put my knees upon the ground and my hands gently upon the kitten's quivering body. Its heartbeat was faint and oh so slow for one so small. I could feel so much beneath my fingers and palms, just as Clystra had taught me. The soft, downy fur, almost like thin, tickling feathers. The warm skin beneath, pulsing with life-giving blood. beneath the fragile ribcage and bones, so tender and weak. All too seldom there was a slight rising and falling as a frail breath was taken in and exhaled. The kitten didn't have long left. I closed my eyes and concentrated and tried to give the pathetic creature some of my life, my living, my existence, and keep it alive. I thought it would require some of my energy, would make me give it away and weaken me, but I thought it would not be much, for I was a human many times greater in size to this frail feline. I felt something happen, grew tense with excitement. I held my breath, trying to freeze my body in place, and also be ready for a weakening in my form. But it never came. The opposite happened. That's when I knew something had gone wrong. Terribly wrong. I felt life flow into me, imbue my body with strength and excitation. I felt both incredibly light and incredibly powerful, as if I had just had many a night's sleep and a filling, wholesome meal, and was prepared to do anything I chose. I felt limitless. I opened my eyes, then took my hands away from the kitten, folding them against my chest in a gesture of protection. I gasped. Where my fingers and palms had been touching the creature, the fur had now turned a sickly yellowish white. My small fingers clearly outlined. It was haunting. It was not necessary for me to place my hands back upon the creature in hopes of finding that weak heartbeat and forced breath. I knew its life, its essence, was gone, for I had taken it. All. It was dead. That was when the tears came, and then the sobbing. Clystra came to me. She could have been cross with me. Perhaps she should have, but she was not. She took me in her arms and brought me back to the house. She held me for as long as I needed. I cried and sobbed and bled my tears until I felt there was no moisture left within me. The dry heaves came next, and then I was finally done. She sat me on her fur-skin sofa and put her arm around my shoulders. She spoke in a soft and kind voice.
Why did you do such a thing?
I wanted to keep it alive. To give it some of my life. My essence, so it would live.
Did you not think of the cost to your own life?
Yes, but I thought it would only take a little. A little I felt I could spare.
Very well, girl. But sadly, this type of magic is something that can never be done by a sorceress. We can only take, but never give.
What?
Ours is a magic of taking life and energy from other matter, be they organic or not. But we can never give back that energy. We can never put it back within a life form. It can only be taken away, removed. And once that is done, there is no turning back.
I scrunched up my face and became angry. I hate this magic. It is silly. It is mean. It makes me feel helpless.
Yes, child. These are all feelings I and many other sorceresses have felt before. Perhaps all of them have at one point or another. But it is the way of the magic of the Circe, and it is also its failing. It cannot be changed or altered or improved. It simply is.
That was when the tears came again, and I discovered I did have more water to shed from my body. Clystra took me into her arms once more. It was not long before I fell into slumberland.
The Circe Podcast is written and produced by Alex C. Talander. The role of Thyra is performed by Arden Rachel. The role of Steve is performed by Alex C. Talander. The role of Clystra is performed by Emma Shirjako. The role of Maeve is performed by Muna Husin. This episode was sound engineered by the talented blokes at Hail and Well Met Podcasts. If you're looking for some other shows once you finish Circe, be sure to check out their work at hailandwellmetpodcast.com. The music featured in this episode is Sunrise by Kit Kat, Virtutes Versis and Virtutes Instrumenti, both by Kevin McLeod, under the Creative Commons license. The Circe Podcast is a podcast of the Ostium Network. You can support Circe as well as all other Ostium Network shows by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast, where you can get access to a whole variety of bonus material, including mini episodes for Ostium, Circe, and Manifestations, as well as the Ostium Files and the Behind the Ostium series. You will also get access to a new Circe miniseries all about her lost love, Pragma, and behind-the-scenes episodes about Circe called Circe Confidential. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Circe Podcast. This story came out of the character of Thyra, as she took me along on her journey, which is very far from over, and I'm delighted to have you all with me for the ride.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.